to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, paint skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good time, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. We are back live for the first time in well over a week. Well, no, I can't, not true. We were live Saturday evening, but this is the first time we've been live on the patio. And we have a real great guest. What was that clownfish? What was the one that couldn't remember anything on the Finding Nemo?
Dory.
We have good. Dory in studio today. We'll get to them in a minute. But Father Foreman, how are you, sir?
Okay. I'm doing well. I'm not going to lie. Enjoyed our week off. You know, we went to the holidays pretty hard, and we took a week off and enjoyed it. I did a lot of nothing.
We got DW's not here. We'll come back to him. Marty is in studio. What's up, Marty?
What's up,
Bourbon Nerd? How'd you enjoy your week off?
Oh,
you missed it.
Didn't have nothing to do. Yeah, I was kind of bored.
And now, Wes, aka Dory, he didn't even remember that we didn't have podcast last week. We have had a conversation before we went on air about six things that we have either done or talked about in the last 2 days. He has no recollection of.
And most of them, alcohol was not involved.
No, they were not. But how are you?
Well, I was ready to give the best intro I have ever given, and it flipped off me and went to Marty, and I forgot it. So, y'all just got to deal with this one right here.
Oh, you didn't have one? So you lied? You're starting out lying?
No.
We're riding down the road the other day, and me and Terry's talking about something. 10 minutes later, here goes West. I'm at the same thing.
Hey, did y'all know?
I was like, "Damn, you just get in here."
Yeah. We thought he had the conversation. All right, so we got a good We got a good show for y'all tonight. We're gonna talk about a booze cruise. Y'all hear about this dude that went on a cruise and didn't turn out so well. Flat Earth. I don't know about y'all, but y'all need to start trying to figure out how to prove the Earth is flat, and I'll tell you why. But the most important thing today is National Brownie Day.
Yeah. I love brownies.
Notre Dame got left out of college football playoff.
Good.
And it is pretend to be a time traveler day. Now, I'm interested in this one because being a time traveler would mean you get to go. Would you go forward in time or back in time? Which way would you go? Ooh, that's a good question. Good. If you were a time traveler.
I'd go back. I'd set myself up some Bitcoin. I mean, that would be
you'd take all $5 you had in 2009 and buy it all up in Bitcoin. Actually, that wouldn't be a bad purchase.
What would $5 of Bitcoin be worth now?
Probably $5 million somewhere. More than that. Because it was like a penny.
Well, wouldn't going back in time be the greedy thing to do, but going forward in time would be the right thing to do? Well, to help society?
How?
You think we could help?
Hold up. How are you going?
What's going to happen? Any bad thing that was going to happen, you can stop it. Listen, one of my favorite lines.
Hold on. I got to hear this logic. Go on with your favorite line.
And then we got the comedian. I can't remember what his name is. Nate, whatever is the comedian. Anyway, not Nate the comedian. I can't remember his name. But he said if he went back in time, he couldn't prove to them he's from the future. It was like, well, who's the next president? Like, I don't know. And I was like, you know, that's a good point because I couldn't go back in time and be like, yeah, you know, I know they have planes fly. Well, I could explain how it happened, or I could explain what a satellite was, or how we get fire out of a lighter. I couldn't bless. They just think I was making up shit.
Right. So Wes, explain your logic now. Let me find you here. You're Gary today. There you go.
Gary.
So Wes, explain your logic.
Okay. Here's the way I see it. Go back in time. You would do something to help yourself be better in the future. $5 in Bitcoin. Okay. If you go in the future, you could see what was going to happen in the world and that to your friends and, you know, and help them, you know.
What? But to me, you're contradicting the very thing you're trying to do.
I get what he's saying. You go in there and be like, okay, Jamie was going to be an alcoholic. So he come back like, hey, dude, he's up on drinking.
So hold on. He goes forward.
Oh, you can go and come back.
So he goes forward. I guess. So you're going forward like a spy.
Yeah, I just want to skip some stuff. Yeah.
Man, I spent my last $5 job.
Yeah, I got
so
you.
So you would go forward to spy and bring the information back.
Or, I mean, you know.
I like how you said spy.
That's what it'd be like, right?
You would be able to help your friends, but knowing like what the ghost bad things Christmas have happened.
Future. Is that one of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, what's something you would go back and do?
Lottery number.
No. Okay. Let's say
greedy. Like I said, greed. Greed about going back.
Greed related.
Ungreed related.
Let's see. Ungreed related.
Ungreed related.
Would you go back to like JFK assassination or something like that?
But what if you save JFK and make things worse? Like him living,
you know, maybe it's
the end of the world.
I didn't say I was going to save him.
I'm just saying.
Be on the grassy knoll and see what really happened. I think we know what really happened now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
How far back would you go?
Because you don't want to risk it and go back with dinosaurs and be like, shit.
I get eight.
Yep.
Yeah, you get up. Yeah, the get your stuff, come back.
See, I think you'd go recent time. Like maybe before you was born, but in recent times, like in the 60s or something like that.
Dude, that's something.
Or would you go back to
people hear 90s? About you going back and everybody be trying to get you so they can get your spot and come back? Or I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta be careful too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that could be something.
Like, Ernest couldn't go back to the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. I'll be like, I would be a little skittish going back certain periods of time.
Like with dinosaurs?
Yeah, well, you know what? You bring a good point. I'm not Jewish or nothing. It's not like, fat people, you know, fat people weren't really thought of.
Would you go back to yourself and tell yourself something besides buy Bitcoin? Could buying Bitcoin be a great investment? Buy Amazon, Bitcoin, Netflix, you know, and sell all your Blockbuster stock.
Yes.
Sell all your Blockbuster stock.
I go back and say buy Blockbuster.
Yeah, you would do that. You would do that.
Got him.
Put in a Blockbuster.
You could save Blockbuster, Jamie.
Yeah, actually, you could because
yes.
So there was a point in time that Netflix was struggling. They went to Blockbuster and wanted $50 million influx, and dude laughed at them and turned them down.
Yep.
Opened 9,000 more stores. Now Netflix is about to buy HBO and what's the other? Paramount.
Yeah.
I thought that would be one we'd last longer on. Y'all kind of fizzled out on that one. But Brownie Day, everybody likes the brownie. What's your favorite type of brownie?
Jamie, I know Fortenberry.
He's twice as much as he could. Yeah. I'm going to say my favorite kind of brownie is any brownie. But I like those cosmic brownies.
I like those.
Like the real?
I ain't talking about Little Debbie's.
Marty's favorite one. Marty likes them, doesn't he?
I like those. Yeah, and I like the ones that people make that's got the caramel on
them. I will say this. For those that joined us our Christmas party at Sunday school.
Oh, man.
Those brownies that Sullivan made.
Ooh. Them were life-changing brownies.
Yeah, those were good.
My tongue got hard. They were, delicious.
Yeah.
They had a lot of fudge, I think, in them.
And caramel.
Didn't
they caramel?
Feel warm.
Yeah. But like, last time you had like a good homemade brownie with ice cream on top of it.
Oh, I can say at that party.
Like a la mode.
No, that's y'all had a pretty good brownie. What was it the other day? Saturday? Yeah. Allison sent y'all some.
I thought computer just went off my screen, blinked.
It did. Mine did too.
We're still going.
Yeah,
we're having a computer problem. It's been one of them type of years. Hey, it's Ernest Peacock is in the.
Just talk about Ernest.
You did.
We stopped.
Yeah, we had a good. Was that a brownie?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a brookie.
Everything's good.
You can spend $2,000 at Bucky's.
I keep walking around every time I stop bringing her our bill. Dude, I walked out there, it was $63. We got snacks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You get a brisket sandwich?
No, the club, dude.
I've
heard club's really good. Is that the fried chicken club?
No, it was
club sandwich.
I love turkey. I love that turkey
club. Royal Caribbean Cruise is in trouble. Make sure I got the right story. Passenger was served 33 drinks before he died.
What are they trouble for?
Right, well, yeah.
For like serving him 33 drinks? Michael Virgil was served 33 drinks at one of the ship's bars on the day he died in custody in December 2024, according to a wrongful death lawsuit. He's a pretty good sized fella, too.
That's a normal Friday night for me, y'all.
Here he is. That's a good size, dude. He should be able to handle 33. I guess he's trying to beat the dude. Clearly, this guy.
He wanted 36.
Look how big he is.
He's wide as a hog.
Something tells me that the 33 drinks only contributed slightly to this.
Look how big he is. Something else going on. No wonder they get 33 drinks. It was that or take an ass with us.
Okay, they're blaming that they shouldn't have given the drinks, and then they used excessive force. Fatal actions. Okay. There we go.
So they're saying that they got him drunk and then took him down, did some George Floyd stuff on him.
Yeah, pretty much.
How you see? That trial's about to, they're about to do an appeal on that trial.
Which one? The one for the
cop or the cop? The cop?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
So,
If you guys have been following Wes and his adventures on Facebook, is that the only place you post those?
I know, Instagram. I'm YouTube now. I'm getting my YouTube going now. I'm kind of.
And what is your YouTube going to be? Brother Fortenberry?
Yeah, it's Brother Fortenberry.
So, a Virginia liquor store was trashed by a drunken raccoon who went on a wild bender through the shop and was discovered blacked out in the bathroom. Now, this is a typical Friday night for Wes.
Yes.
And his bathroom was unveiled three new cocktails inspired by now viral burglar. Dang, that was November 29th. That's just that day.
Too bad you don't have actual footage of it.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. Oh, poor thing.
Actually, I may be able to find the actual footage.
Let's see if you can find the actual footage. That's a really good footage.
He hit the bottom shelf, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think he went for top shelf. He just couldn't get it.
Oh, but yeah.
He didn't drink for taste.
Come on, Wes. Got to keep talking.
I know. I'm trying to. I'm trying to think of something. I feel like I'm on spotlight here.
I've decided I want to pet a possum.
Yes. Hold on. He's up. Let me get him on screen.
That looks like
Wes. Wes, I do believe. I think that's your best one.
Oh, 100%.
I think
there hasn't been very many I've laughed at. I laughed at that. Yeah. That was a.
So if you guys want to follow Wes, actually, all of his are now up here.
Yeah.
I guess I missed Wes as a chef.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's,
or what, that's okay, Jamie told me that you've been doing way too many. I guess you have, because I've never seen these. You dressed as a children's character?
Yes.
Yes.
He has so many. Oh, yeah.
Look, all I'm saying is
that is very anatomical. Right?
That puts off I have free candy vibe.
Well, that's why I said I shouldn't do it.
Whew. Man, check him out, Wes Fortenberry, on
brother
on everything. No, he's Wes on Facebook, Instagram. What are you on Instagram?
Brother Fortenberry.
Okay, so only Facebook is Wes Fortenberry.
Yeah, I think so. I need to change it too.
What other social medias would you get him on?
Is he on Tinder?
No, I'm not. I'm literally not on that.
What about what's the Donald Trump one?
Social?
Real social?
Yeah.
No, that's
true social.
Yeah, I guess so.
I want to get you on True Social.
Blue Sky. You need to be on Blue Sky.
Isn't that like the extreme level?
Yeah. You got to cover all your bases.
Though. I know, but you know, I was just curious. I didn't know visual in that.
Then MySpace.
MySpace.
X, are you on Twitter? X?
I don't mess with that much.
Man, I tell you what, I'm just like,
I can't follow.
Are you on Snapchat?
No, not really.
We have this whole untapped demographic.
We snapping folks.
You got TikTok, though, right?
Yeah, I got
TikTok. Yeah, you need some Snapchat.
So, look,
some Skyblue.
I still cannot get, if somebody sends me a video on TikTok, I still can't get it.
And really? I've logged this back in this Life from the Patio.
Have you?
Yeah, so I got that worked out.
Huh. They just didn't like me.
Nope. I'd start over. I've been on there a little bit lately. But anyway, if the Earth's flat, boys and girls, Gary would probably have a long conversation. Actually, Wes is probably more likely to think, though.
I absolutely, it irritates me when people start talking about Earth being flat.
A billionaire CEO of the Columbia Sportswear Company has just made anyone who believes the earth is flat an opportunity of a lifetime. He says that we would challenge flat earthers to find the actual edge of the planet and bring back a picture of the abyss. And that'll be worth $1.6 billion. He'll give them $1.6 billion.
I mean, yeah.
It would be the control of his $3 billion family business.
There you go. What all the people say it is written, the earth is flat. Why don't they just go prove it?
Yeah. I mean, they can't.
I know. Well, they would argue they won't let them on Antarctica. If they go to Antarctica, they better prove it. You know, it's like the ice wall and all that, man.
But you'd think that it would just be, it'd be really easy to prove.
Tell me this. What benefit is it of anybody to make us think the earth is round, but it's really flat? What is that? Humanity-wise, what does that have to do with humanity?
Yeah. So control.
People are only going to do it if it's financial.
I can understand faking the moon landing if it really happened because we were in competition with Russia and all that stuff. Right. You know, that makes sense. But
if you ever see the eclipse of the sun and moon, I mean, moon and earth, you know, you can see the curvature of the earth as it passes.
Oh, what I do know.
It becomes between the sun and the moon. Yeah.
Total eclipse of the heart. That's the wrong season. Christmas season, Jim. That'd be for Valentine's. You gotta say that.
Sorry, Jim.
Let's talk about football. Everybody, all 19 of y'all can jump off. I know how much y'all hate us when we talk about sports. Well, we did not get to talk last week about the hire of Ryan Silverfield in Arkansas. Look, if we had been on here Monday night last week, you'd have probably heard us all, or at least several of us, fussing about it. But he quickly turned our disdain to at least optimism, a slight bit of optimism, I
would say.
Yeah. He was able to flip some Arkansas recruits. He's been on tear. It looks like he's going to get some good coordinators. He's bringing the Memphis coordinator with him, was not to be surprised. And the D.C. coordinator from a not very good Florida team, but the guy's got a pretty good resume. And then they're going to hit the portal.
I just saw they're going to have a co-offensive line coach, too. He's bringing in an offensive line coach from Ohio State.
Wow.
No. I saw an article on that. I haven't verified it yet, but yes.
I mean, heard it here first. I mean, I think I can speak for all of us. We didn't like the hire at first, but then he started checking all the boxes that you would want for a hire that
looks legit. We have a choice.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying.
Literally.
Here's the hire. I mean, is he better or worse? Was this hire better or worse than Golish? I know what everybody says.
Afterwards, I'm going to think it's better.
I think it's probably, at the worst, it's a push.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Golish is the one that we thought we'd get.
Everything, all the experts say Golish is not a good fit for Auburn, that he's going to be end up gone in a few years.
Summer all to Florida.
Now, that was a good, they said that was a good hire.
No, it's the same guy they just fired. Billy Napier 2.0, did the exact same work. Now, maybe he's a better coach. I don't know.
They said Golish is too schemey.
When Ryan Silverfield beats Lane Kiffin next year.
So here's why I do like Ryan Silverfield. And he has a proven track record. I know he has not won the American Athletic Conference, but he has sustained success, which none of the coaches that have taken any jobs have.
Well, we got one thing, good thing going for us, basketball season. And the Hogs basketball team looks pretty loaded. We have two losses. But, you know, you say it's a good loss. I don't know such thing, but they competed and had a chance to win in both. But college football has a bigger problem than Notre Dame to the college football playoff.
I'm glad they didn't make it.
These teams are not going to bowl games.
Hey,
do you know how many bowl games there are?
Did y'all see where they geared
up? That's my question.
How many bowl games? How many? 30?
I was like 30-something.
He goes, hey, do y'all know how many
bowl games? Hey, you know how many bowl games?
Is it 30-something?
More than that.
50?
45 bowl games. Six are tied to the college football playoff, and the rest, if I called out their names, you'd laugh at them.
Yeah.
Including the Snoop Dogg Bowl. What was the weirdest one?
That was last year, Snoop Dogg Bowl. I remember that.
This year, too. With Gronk Bowl.
There was one that was just
Preston Will Holiday Bowl.
But
Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl. I didn't know Scooter's that big.
I hate that all these teams or all these corporations are tied to their bowl games. That's when it went down south or started going downhill.
No, teams are opting to pay a $500,000 penalty, which is what Iowa State and Kansas State has been charged by the Big 10, then the 10 or 12. They're big 12, aren't they?
Big 10.
They're in big. And they're going to pay $5 rather than go to the one of these bowls. And the thing is, you're not fielding a team. You're basically taking a team of.
Let's look this way, though. Is it team you're losing 30 something days of practice? That's like having an extra spring practice.
And the portal opens up soon, right?
And you're also, there's also players that may not have a chance to go to a bowl game.
And you're on TV.
And you're
so you think they should go to bowl
games? Yes, absolutely.
Bowl game about guaranteed to be on TV, too.
Oh, they're all on TV. Yeah. But, like, if you're Notre Dame and you have a walk-on senior, I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I realize that last year that you were at the playoffs, but.
Well, we hope to someday have the life from the patio. I want it to be the life from the patio. Let's see, which one is would be a good one to do? The life from the patio Bahamas Bowl. That would be the one I'd want to do.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
No, we're going to do something big, like live from the patio.
Cotton Bowl?
I was going to say.
Chick-fil-A.
That's already a sponsor. We would have to place the Chick-fil-A Georgia Bowl.
Like Hawaiian Bowl or
Cancun Bowl. Hold on, it's the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl.
We're doing Life of the Patio Cancun Bowl.
Hey, it's the FedEx. It's the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. It needs to be the LFTP Liberty Bowl.
There we go.
There you go.
That's a weak bowl.
Yes. It is a really weak bowl.
So, before y'all got here, we're discussing what I would like to see is these bowls, instead of having all these dumb bowls that nobody cares about. There are two that he named. There's one called the Fenway Bowl, held at Fenway Park.
But Wasabi is the...
There's one called the Pinstripe Bowl held in Yankee Stadium.
That's cool.
Those are cool. Like a Wrigley Bowl, Wrigley Field.
Let me just have a Razorback Bowl.
Well,
in Razorback Stadium. Hogs make it every year. They don't make a bowl.
Honolulu
Bowl. There we go.
Does Hawaii make it every year?
Hey, why don't we have, this sounds fun to me. Have a Losers Bowl. The two would pick the two worst teams in the league and have them play.
Is there a bowl worse than the Pop-Tarts Bowl? Is the Duke Mayo Bowl? Let's do a competition right here.
Duke Mayo Bowl is a big bowl.
Yeah. Okay, so Duke Mayo versus Pop-Tart Bowl. Which one do you think is more foolish?
More foolish?
Yeah, well, like name, really.
Oh, name.
All right, Pop-Tart Bowl's got to be.
Yeah.
What about compared Pop-Tart Bowl or Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl?
I don't know.
Pick one. I feel like
Tiger one.
I say Pop Tarts.
Let's see.
I'm going Pop Tart.
But now, is it not? It just makes me ill to my stomach to watch them dump mayonnaise on the winning coach.
I got to tell you, now that makes me gag a little bit.
Yeah, I think mayonnaise
is my favorite mayonnaise.
It is mine too, but
dumping the whole jar. Now, look, you know, I will say this at the Pop Tart Bowl, the players will come, they'll get going to a big ass toaster. Now pop out the top.
Yeah, that is cool. I've seen that. Yes.
I'm not cool, but it happens.
That's cool.
You know what I don't see is the Beef O'Brady Bowl. I remember that one, but it's not here anymore. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, though.
Yeah.
And that look presented by Gin and Juice.
Is there across the field in that one?
Oh, they got Snoop and Dre got a gin. Did you say that?
No, I just saw Gin and Juice.
They got a gin.
We're gonna host the LFTP. Memphis Mayan Bowl, and we held an Orange Mound.
I love it.
Yes. Well, I guess that's pretty much a Liberty Bowl.
We'll find some college. We'll do like Jackson State versus somebody.
Most likely not to Arkansas. Make it out.
We get a game.
UAPB.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
The Life from the Patio.
Well, now, UAPB did take the place of Jackson State in the Heritage Classic.
They did.
I think the Heritage Classic is about to come to an end.
Which is sad because that's a big, long time.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll come to an end. I think it's too big of a deal. There's too much money being made for them to just let it go away.
Yeah. Speaking of football, we had a local team win a state championship here.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did. Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds.
Yeah, they won.
They played another local team.
Yeah.
We also had a Marion Patriot that was the 6A Defensive Player of the Year.
We had a couple of All-State players.
We did. Good stuff.
Yes.
Let's talk about some food. Y'all love to talk about food.
Yes, we do.
45 popular foods from back in the day that vanished without a trace. Number one, we're talking about, you remember them little cereal boxes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You'd have to eat about three of them.
You still get them.
You can't you buy them at the grocery store like you used to.
You can.
Well, why did it say they disappeared?
I don't know. I've been getting all the time.
I was in the grocery
store. Well, they had them on a cruise ship, I believe. The little
ones that come in a pack of like eight.
like some Capri Suns.
I know they have them at hotels. What about, did y'all read these?
Oh, yeah. Pepper
palm cake. Frozen cakes.
That coconut cake was so good. You don't
like, I don't even like coconut, but I like
that. That's good.
That one's good. What we got here?
Shirts, yeah. Them orange shirts.
You don't get them anymore?
I don't know.
Choke hazards, I think. I think that's why they quit them.
Putin pop. Those were great.
Those were great.
Well, we know why they quit
you
making
putin pops. You can't get those anymore either?
Man, girls kept passing out when they
yes.
I don't remember that
one. I don't
know what that is.
I don't either.
It was from favorite cereal of the 60s. Said, don't have any idea. Okay. Carnation Breakfast Bar.
They still have those.
Well, they call them something else. They call them protein bars. They look just like protein bars. They were ahead of their time. Taco Bell Nacho Supreme.
Oh, God.
Okay. Nacho Supreme. Yes.
That's a good.
And Nacho Bel Grande.
I remember the big tacos at Taco Bell. I love those things.
Oh, they go back to the price. That was the important part.
$2.99.
But it ain't much different than that nowadays. I mean,
the drink's $2.99.
Yeah,
true.
It's about $12 for that. That pitcher's worth $12 right now.
Let me tell you, we went to Gatlinburg this weekend, and I ate at probably the cheapest Mexican restaurant I've been to in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
My family of five, brace yourself. And I even got a big margarita. $64.
Oh, wow.
Did you make them eat off kids' menu or
something? No.
Now you order family fajitas. Yeah.
They did split it five ways.
I made the kids watch me eat.
Okay, that's super cheap. That
oh,
you
yeah.
can't eat very bad at McDonald's for a brush.
I see what I did. It costed the same thing at Bucky's.
Yeah, Bucky's.
Never had buckwheats.
No, I've never had buckwheats.
Is that some cantaloupe in it? Seriously?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yes, that is cantaloupe.
I've never seen that.
The hell's wrong, but what is that?
I remember those windmill cookies.
I do tell you the windmill cookies, yep.
They're kind of like a gingerbread almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gingerbread. I love it. It's a fresh cup.
Did they not make that still?
Can I have one tea that's not, we hadn't seen yet, and it may come up, but I'm just going to call it out now. Stage blanks.
We already saw that.
Yeah, they're here.
We what? Saw it.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember.
No, we didn't see it, but we have talked about it.
We've talked about stage
blanks. The Ninja Turtle pies. Fried pies. But you still get stage blanks.
Oh,
personal no. pan.
Personal pan.
When you went to
Pizza Hut.
That reading program they had.
Yeah. We just talked about that, Wes.
We'd be riding around Wynn and order them, pick them up. Yes.
I don't remember that one.
Space food sticks. That sounds horrible.
That was A-Ball and MJG.
Now, Tang. I like Tang.
Does Tang not exist anymore?
No.
I don't think reason.
My grandmother used to always keep Tang.
What was the one in?
I love your grandma's Tang.
The one thing that should go away is instant tea.
Is what?
Instant tea.
You can't get it anymore?
Yeah, you can get it.
Oh, okay.
You could maybe get it. It's horrible.
Oh.
Ooh.
That looks good as a mug.
That's the
Taco Bell Enchirito.
Enchirito.
It was written right there on the screen.
I can't see it. I ain't got my clothes on. What the hell's a big deal? They had the lettuce over here. You'd throw it together. I don't remember that one. Marathon, bunt cake. Okay, I like bunt cakes.
Nothing bunt.
Why is the mom looking creepy as hell?
With the dad back there, or the grandpa, or whatever he is, he looked really creepy doing that mustache. Look at
everybody look creepy back there. That's 15 cents off.
That was a ding dong.
Chocodiles.
Yes, sir. Yep. Those are good.
Clamboree. Johnson, Hojo's.
Can I not remember that restaurant?
I never went to Hojo's.
I never eat there. The but I remember.
There they are. McDonald's don't have deep fried pies anymore.
Yeah.
Man,
the cherry ones?
Melcher, that was lava in a.
I don't know if they're fried.
You know, I don't think they are.
I don't think they're fried.
They're microwave.
There's a
cube. They still exist.
You sure? Tato can still exist.
Yes.
This is a weak list.
I think those are something similar.
Me and Allison bought some the other day.
Actually, Walmart has those.
They do lasagna, good. I know.
Now, they may not be that brand name, but.
I don't remember a slush mug. Maybe I do.
I don't.
The hell is that?
The cookie bags. Yeah. That look horrible.
Actually, we use cooking bags sometimes for stuff. King Vitamin. Oh, this is going
to work. Does King Vitamin, though.
Hydrox cookies.
Those are the cheap Walmart.
They still exist.
Walmart. Oh, Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons.
I love Fig Newtons.
What is that? That junk looks horrible.
It looks good, actually.
Oh, no.
With some pudding.
A Jell-O cake. No, I couldn't eat that.
No, that's rice, boys.
Ooh,
oh, God, no.
I sure couldn't eat it.
No. PB&J and Max, I remember those. Those were good.
What's this one?
The potato wedges, I see that. We had those the other day.
All right, this is going off the rails. Figurines.
Figurines.
Whatever.
Screaming yellow
bonkers. The diet food AIDS.
Dude, what?
The diet food AIDS.
Why did my camera move?
I don't know. You got somebody in the middle. You got nobody in the middle.
No, you got us at five. Hold up. Hold up.
Oh, I do. Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, look up a diet. The diet press got AIDS. And like the commercial now is.
It's like diet food AIDS.
AIDS. I think it's AYDES.
Diet food AIDS. It's like a
so that's depressing.
Yeah, you're not finding it.
Well, it says it's aid. It's asking for diet food aid, not capital A idea. I think you I think you misinterpreted.
No, I didn't. No, it's Tab wasn't on that list.
I don't see it.
Tab wasn't on that list, by the way.
You're right. No, okay. Tab one that should have been on the list.
Yeah, it should have. All right, let me see what else I got here. Oh, Travis Kelce. Did y'all see him play last
night? Actually, I missed all this conversation. So this is all new to me.
The Travis Kelce conversation?
Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce?
Yeah, which it had no, have not had it.
No, we haven't.
Wes and I did, but no one else did.
Okay.
What happened?
They had a terrible performance last night. It was terrible.
No, I thought he showed his ass or something.
Oh, did he?
Well, see, you've had it. You must know
he
more,
knows
about,
more about it than you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Hey. Oh, I know something else that I had the other day at Clarksville. And I encourage anybody that wants to go to Old Glory, if you go to Old Glory.
Why are you waving your fist at the camera?
I don't know.
I'm angry. Old Glory. There is a Shoney's. Across the street.
Shoney's Big Boy.
Across the interstate from it.
We didn't even see that, T.
They were just talking about Shoney's. He probably was looking at chat.
What?
That's why you come up with Shoney's.
No, I was because I was talking about the other day. AIDS diet candy. AIDS diet candy. Anything that says diet candy is probably
AYDES. AIDS diet candy.
It's a diet supplement?
It says diet candy is what it said.
It's a popular chewy appetite suppressant candy from the mid 20th century. Okay, that's old. Flavors like chocolate and butterscotch. It was a vitamin and mineral candy designed as a diet aid. Okay, what about it, James?
AIDS.
You just like the name?
Yeah, I'm pro AIDS. I don't know what. Look, I will go on a
limb. It was an appetite suppressant, apparently.
I will go on a limb here and say I'm anti-AIDS. I have always been a.
Did you ever have AIDS?
Did he ever have AIDS?
I have never had AIDS.
Are you sure?
He beat it.
You just heard of. Y'all should not be laughing. Y'all
look terrible. When I was in college, was very brief. You know, there was a guy that was like my
like
size.
3 days, 4 days?
Like 2 months.
Oh, whoa.
And this guy had on he's wearing a shirt all the time, said, I survived anorexia. And he's like 400 pounds.
So you were actually at college longer than you were attempting to do circus tricks.
Oh, 100%.
Like 100 times
more. It took him a while to figure out, Jimmy, what was your grade point when you left there? Like 0.47? It's
pretty low.
I think it was like 0.47, so if I remember right.
My
mom was so mad about that.
My schedule was, I had history before 1864, English. I had racquetball, badminton, tennis.
And you're great, but
he still failed. I was failing racquetball. My mother was like, how the hell do you fail racquetball?
Oh, she was failing at him. He had 0.47 grade. Like, how do you get a 0.47?
It happens. So how do you fail racquetball? You just don't go to class? Or
didn't go to class.
Oh.
He had a tennis racket.
He didn't go to class. I was a history.
Me, him, and BT, we go up there and play video games.
Yeah, like, we took some guys. There were some guys that, these were double dorms that basically bunks in them. And we took some buddy of ours. We took all of our bunk beds, slid them into one room, and everybody lived room right next door to us. Like, it was pretty cool.
We'd have a, what was it? What was that game called?
And, well, he came and hung out with us.
Yeah,
I think I'm there a lot.
College.
Yeah.
What was
actually, that? BT stayed up there so long, they had to make him leave. He wasn't even a student anymore.
You got to. What was the football game that we always played? We had tournaments. What was the name of it?
Tecmo Bowl.
No. After Tecmo Bowl,
NFL Blitz.
NFL Blitz. Yeah. The 4-on-4.
I did not like that version.
We would.
Have I was mad, and I love Tecmo Bowl. Madden was good. Jamie, something else to be worried about besides AIDS. There's a new monkeypox strain. It's been detected in England.
Mississippi.
A new mutant strain of monkeypox been detected in England.
England gets everything.
The unnamed patient had recently come to the UK after traveling to Asia, so he got it from Asia. Seeking medical advice, the case was flagged with the UK Health Security Agency.
We're horrible.
Who undertook lab tests, discovered a strain contained elements of both clad LB and clad LLB monkeypox.
England just about to fall off the planet?
Pretty stinking close. It's a bad play.
Be careful, Jamie. You already got the queen mad at you. You'll be the rest of
the queen's dead.
They were mad about Jamie's queen.
They were not. That's his mom. Jamie loves the queen.
Yeah, I love mom.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, maybe three.
Yeah.
Warning signs of monkeypox, Jamie, in case you need to know. Fever, headache. You were complaining of headache.
My head is a little throbby.
Muscle and backache. Constantly. Swollen lymph nodes in the neck.
That's something else, though.
Chills, exhaustion.
Tired.
And lesions on your hands.
Lesions?
You got any lesions?
AIDS gives you a little sense.
Besides lesions on your hand, everything else sounds like I'm just sick, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that most of the time.
This will be the last story. Unless I got something else to talk about. You want to see what the AI, you know, they do great things with AI. We love the rap music they've done now to the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
But guess what Dolly Parton would look like at 79? What she'd really look like had she not had all these.
If she hadn't had.
Are you ready? She kind of looked like Betty White. This would be Dolly if she had not had all those enhancements.
Looks super friendly. Looks like somebody that you don't want to, you know.
I will say this. This is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. When she did the song Jolene, like, nobody was taking her man. I didn't realize how hot Dolly was back in the day.
She looked how pretty she is.
Have you ever seen? No, Jimmy, that's not her now.
That can't be.
That was her back then.
That's her
now. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, have you ever seen her?
She's had good work, though.
Have you seen her picture, her youth picture? How she was when she hung her next to Carrie Underwood. They look almost identical.
I have not.
Yes. They look, if you get a chance, look it up.
I just showed you the identical picture of her younger.
I know, but her and Carrie Underwood look just like literally.
We had that concession already.
Did we already have that discussion? My bad.
Hey, have you ever tried the diet pill AIDS?
You heard that somewhere, didn't you?
I did.
I think it was candy.
Yeah, I think it was some kind of candy.
Here they are beside each other. Well, that wasn't them younger. They don't really look anything alike today. So.
Yeah, well, look, there's
Reba, Carrie, and Dolly.
I'm talking about when they were younger.
But when they were younger, Carrie was like way younger.
Now, Carrie looks definitely like a.
Look at
me. It's not even similar facial features, Wes.
When they were younger, it was.
She is young. Kidding. Carrie's still young.
But Dolly's like 98 right there. And that's still not. She's still
they old don't even have remotely she's similar. Still old
look
pictures.
At when she would like. Look at 70.
Pull up a young picture. A
young picture of Dolly.
That's what I just said.
Pull up a young picture of Dolly when she's like in her 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. She looks nothing like Carrie Underwood.
Right there. That first picture over here on the left, she does.
Because she's looking off into this. This is what she really looked like with all that big hair. Okay, maybe a little. Okay.
30 photos of the dollar. Let's
look
at Dolly for a second.
Let's try it. Let's see where they're at. There she is, really young. Maybe there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little Porter Wagner.
Got
that big hair.
Hair. A lot of hair.
You know what? Michelle's hair was almost that big in high school.
Yeah,
it was big hair.
It was bigger.
That's
than
a good picture.
See, to me, that looks like Carrie Underwood right there. that looks a lot like Carrie Underwood.
Carrie looks different than she did.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting some work, do you?
She's had a heck of a career.
Okay. All right, Marty, hit that button. Wait a minute. Yeah. No, I got to play this out.
Okay. Dang it.
I got to play this out. Let me... Oh, no.
Hey, T, I got a question for you before we go.
Yeah. Cause
I'm Are you going to play us out, man?
You go to the chat.
No, we don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Man, look, y'all are off 1 week and just out of freaking control.
We just get totally absolutely
control. Cannot even
function. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank y'all for joining us. All 20 of you. Hit that like button if you don't mind. Let me go over here. Let me play some music. I want to automate this. Look, I didn't think we was going to be live tonight. I thought the computer was going to die, but
it's
going to
hell get us.
There we go.
There we go. All right, little time. Well, thank you for joining us.
We'll come back to Wes in just a minute.
Thanks for watching. Tomorrow night we'll be live again, probably doing some Sagamore.
We're doing a Sagamore with Roy
P. Roy P.
Maybe a couple more. Brother Fortberry. Do you remember anything we talked about tonight?
We're going to do a show tonight.
We are. We're going to do the same show over because you're going to bring up all the topics we just talked about. Scott, thanks for joining us. Hit that like button. Somebody done saved this outlaw.